is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports that some people question the timing of a payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Attorney Rudy Giuliani recently joined President Donald Trump's team and contends the payment was perfectly legal.
Rudy Giuliani's insistence the money had nothing to do with the campaign is complicated by the fact that Stormy Daniels' silence was secured just days before the 2016 presidential election and that Trump was dealing with the fallout from the Access Hollywood tape in which he bragged about sexually assaulting women. Shirley Smith, Washington.
A U.S. trade delegation arrived in China Thursday for talks on tariffs. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. The discussions are expected to cover a wide range of U.S. complaints about China's trade practices, from accusations of forced technology transfers to state subsidies for technology development. Michael Brown, VOA News.
U.S. defense officials have accused China's military of targeting American military flight crews with a high-powered laser as they fly over the East African country of Djibouti. Numerous intelligence sources have reported that China's military is suspected of operating a laser weapon at or near China's new military base in Djibouti. The incidents underline escalating U.S. concerns about China's growing reputation as a global military power. You're listening to VOA News. As a deadline approaches for President Trump to decide if